Our guest at the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Bert, and of course, Community Seeds, a nonprofit philanthropic group, does a lot of great work with folks needing to get their lives back together. Well, Bert, you all have an annual Christmas dinner, and this year it's scheduled for Thursday, December 3rd. But because of the coronavirus and all some big changes this year.
Yeah, you know, and we have to go with that flow. We don't want to put anyone's life in danger. There are elderly people that always attend that dinner mm-hmm. faithfully. So we've changed it a bit. We're going to do what we're calling a backwards parade, which is entitled Joy to the World. It's a Community Seeds annual Christmas dinner that's entitled Joy to the World. And what we're going to do is we're going to let people drive on to the National Guard Armory's lot over on Jack Finney, drive in. We're going to have people singing Christmas carols. We're going to have some glittering decoration out on the lawns and the grass areas of the National Guard Armory. We're going to have the Nutcracker dancers there performing that night, and it'll start at 6 o'clock. And then at some point, well, we'll also have the mayor of Greenville, as well as a couple of our state senators and others that'll be in a kind of a review tent, if you will, mm-hmm. As people go by. But at one point, people are going to stop. And depending on how many tickets they purchase for our upcoming dinner, that's how many meals will come out of the kitchen hot in a to-go container. We'll pass those meals off, and they'll drive off the lot. There's a surprise that I can't reveal that they'll see as they're leaving the lot that they most people will dearly appreciate. So that's how we're doing it this year. It's going to be a drive-through opportunity called Joy to the World. Still be at the National Guard Armory. December the 3rd starts at 6 p.m., but people have to buy their tickets in advance, John Mark. It's still $75 for the meal. And not only is it the prime rib this year with all the fixing again, but also this year we're going to have a buttery peach cobbler as our dessert.
So, man, that sounds
it's
great.
It's going to be great.
Can't beat that. This, of course, pretty major percentage of your annual revenue.
Oh, gosh.
Can you say what percentage of your annual?
It's over a third of our budget. Uh-huh. This dinner is John Mark, and as we've gone through the pandemic, we've not had any fundraising events whatsoever. We've been blessed that we had a little reserve put aside that we've gone through, but we've not closed our doors. We're still serving people. God has not given us a spirit of fear, so we never shut our doors. We're providing food every Friday over at the National Guard Armory. We've been doing that since April the 17th, and to date we've given out about 37,000 boxes of food in our community. So we have been ongoing, but I'll tell you, from a budgeting standpoint, from a financial standpoint, we can certainly use people supporting this Christmas dinner, and they're going to get a great piece of prime rib to boot. So it'll and some great decorations. So we hope that the families will come out, that they'll buy tickets for the prime rib, and that they'll just come out with the families and have joy to the world. We need joy right now because of all the things we've gone through, and joy to us is a lifestyle. So we want to set the tone for that lifestyle going forward as we go into 2021 and beyond.
We're talking with Bert Cooper with Community Seeds now. So people need to buy tickets in advance. So what's the deadline?
Yes.
Is there a deadline?
The deadline is going to be December the 2nd.
But okay.
But we want people to go ahead and buy their tickets
sooner
now,
the better.
Mm-hmm. Because the first night, we're going to leave the decoration up, by the way, all the way until Sunday evening, and then we'll take it down Monday the 7th. So, but the first night, which is December the 3rd, we only want paid attendance, those who pay for their dinners. And that way we won't have so much of a traffic jam trying to get people on and off the lot, John Mark. So, if someone wants to buy tickets and support Community Seeds, as we support our community, sowing seeds one family at a time, sowing hope one family at a time. If they want to support that, all they have to do is go to our website, which is the letter C as in cat, seeds, SEEDS.org, and just click on the Joy to the World button, and it'll guide you through the opportunity to buy tickets.
Okay, great. Well, you know, Bras for the Cause did very well with kind of a virtual event here weeks ago, so you may do better than you could have imagined.
We are blessed with whatever the Lord delivers in our hands. We're not pressed. We really are doing it because we're serious about the theme, Joy to the World. We're serious about trying to give people an opportunity to get out, be safe, see something that they enjoy, Christmas decorations, and eat something that I know that they're going to love. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's, you know, if people support it, it's going to be so cool. But we know that the Lord provides all of our needs. He promised to do that, and we trust Him to do that, John Mark.
We're almost out of time. Very quickly, yeah. What's new with your incubator kitchen?
The incubator kitchen is done, brother, and we've got an interior decorator that's finishing it up. You will not believe this place when it's done. We have people passing by every day, stopping in, looking at it. Oh, my word, look at this. It's a theme that's just kind of over the top by a Christian lady in our community that believes in doing things top ship. So people should get excited about the incubator kitchen first, because they can use that to make their own product and legally sell it. But the front side, where people can come and sit down and have a cup of coffee and enjoy the scenic Lone Oak, Texas, mm-hmm. is going to be quite a spectacle.
And when will that be open for business, so to speak?
We are actually doing, we've got an inspection by Hunt County Health Department coming up. We're ready to go.
And there's some other things we want to talk with you about. We'll be back in contact with you soon. Bert, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bert Cooper with Community Seeds, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.